Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nainin M. Hangsing. The final day sessions of the Nagaland Cooperative Conclave focused on youth engagement, entrepreneurship and strengthening the state's cooperative sector. Addressing the closing event in Kohima last evening, Commissioner and Secretary Cooperation and Information and Public Relations, Orenthang Lotha, highlighted the growing importance of cooperatives in strengthening community resilience and driving inclusive economic growth. He said the three-day conclave created a platform for participants to share ideas, experiences and aspirations that reaffirm the potential of cooperatives beyond their role as institutions. Mr. Lotha emphasized that the discussions and activities had demonstrated how collective effort can help communities move markets, improve livelihoods and contribute to the economic future of both Nagaland and the wider region. He expressed confidence that the partnerships formed during the event would continue to support farmers, artisans, entrepreneurs, youth and communities across the state. Speaking on the occasion, Joint Registrar of Cooperative Societies, Bokato Heso, said the cooperative movement in Nagaland is at a crucial turning point and needs stronger coordination, inclusive planning and long-term strategies. Mr. Heso stressed the need for better credit access, financial literacy and improved utilization of resources, along with greater involvement of youth in emerging areas like climate-resilient farming and digital in agriculture. The Supreme Court has held that the court cannot impose any timelines for decisions of the President and the Governor on granting assent to bills under the Constitution. The Apex Court pronounced its opinion advisory on whether it can impose timelines on the President and state governors for acting on bills passed by state legislatures. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice B.R. Gawai issued its opinion while answering 13 questions referred to it by President Draupadi Murmu under Article 143 of the Constitution, pertinently whether timelines can be fixed for the Governor and the President to grant assent to state bills. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of November. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program.
People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their inputs online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. The citizens can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestion to the Prime Minister. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. Kulnu Akashvani News Kohima.
The Chakasang Students' Union has urged the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, to take urgent corrective action over the grave public hardship caused by prolonged negligence in the execution of National Highway 29 along the Chakabama to Krikruma stretch. In a letter addressed to the Executive Director of NHIDCL's regional office in Kohima yesterday, the union acknowledged the recent resolution of the Project Monitoring Group meeting held on November 14, 2025, which approved the termination of the existing contract for the project. However, the union expressed concern over continued negligible progress and recurring inconsistencies with the contractor failing to maintain the road even though the terrain requires year-round attention. Citing RTI findings, the union noted that the project recorded only 25.70% physical progress and 25.41% financial progress, with expenditure exceeding actual work completed on the ground. The union further called for immediate intervention and appealed to the concerned authorities to ensure timely completion of the crucial road project to restore public confidence. In Woka, a major fire broke out at PWD Colony yesterday, completely destroying a kacha house and injuring a firefighter during the operation. Fire station officer in charge, Francis Singsit, said a team led by SI Tenoshile Pele was dispatched immediately after receiving the emergency call. He said by the time firefighters arrived, the house was already engulfed and two LPG cylinders had exploded, intensifying the blaze. Livestock on the premises were also burnt. A short circuit is suspected to have triggered the fire. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.